This is episode 7.
Okay.
And we're going to do concert stories, and you're going to cut this part out.
Okay. So we're rolling. Welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah, what are we calling this again?
Village Idiots, spelled with a Z.
Are we sure we want to go with that?
You know, every time that we say our name, you always chime in with a, but it's a working title. So I think that if you need to confront me about not liking the name that I've chosen, you should do it right here, right now, on tape.
I like it.
Okay.
It's a running gag I'm using to continually repeat the title of the show over and over again. Okay. And since we're live now,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
on
are
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, then I guess we can't change the title now.
It's kind of stuck. We're locked it. In.
Yeah. Locked in.
Man. Awesome.
Locked
well, in. Well, introduce yourself. Who are you?
I'm Zoe. And
you have to go more. Keep going.
And I am on this podcast today, and I'm
staring into my soul.
I'm in my 20s and I'm staring
how's
at
it going
Abby down. It's going good.
Good.
Yeah, it's
anything
going
anything exciting happening? Well, we'll get into that.
I'm not today. It's been a slow Sunday. I went to Five Below and got more disco balls, but they don't have the right colors, so I might have to travel out of town.
What is Five Below?
So it's a store where it's kind of like a Dollar Tree, except yeah. Everything's
for
like $5. Okay. Abby and I went one time.
Except for young it's like Dollar Tree for young people.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just have like
all kinds of stuff, like
shirts for
decor,
little Yachty.
I
have all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I'm surprised you know who Lil Yachty is. That was wild.
The whole thing about I don't know anything new and you don't know anything old. That's the premise of the
show.
So I have to stick with it. You know, though I do know a little bit. I know who Beyonce is.
Okay. Never heard of her. No,
who?
I'm just kidding.
Is that is that another rapper or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Country singer.
And
since
we're going around the room, I'm Greg and I'm a writer and I own the newspaper. That's it. Okay. Who are you?
I might be Abby. With a Z? Question mark?
Yes.
Your name doesn't have a Z in it.
It could.
Never know.
Abby with a Z. Zoe's name has a Z in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's in the title of the podcast.
I know. Did you notice how I snuck that in? I was like, Village Idiots, but we should spell it with a Z. No reason.
No particular reason. Hoodwinked. Thanks.
That's a great movie. Have you seen Hoodwinked?
He's seen Hoodwinked, yeah.
I've never seen
it
Hoodwinked.
It seems like a fever dream.
Oh, man, yes.
I'm writing that down under homework.
You should watch Hoodwinked.
Oh, boy.
Be prepared.
You might need to drink a little for it.
You should be prepared. Anybody who's seen Hoodwinked gets that reference and thinks that it was funny.
It was...
Okay, well, moving on.
Abby, tell us how are you doing?
I'm good. I smell like coffee because I was just making a bunch.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? Boop, boop. Were you busy today?
No, I need us to be busier. Please come in.
But you're not going to tell us where you work. So
not until they sponsor.
You need to go in and buy more coffee from the place she can't tell you where it is. So you have to just go in every place and buy coffee? Is that what they're
Yes. Okay. Around Tip City, every single possible place that sells beans, get at least 4 bags minimum, and then you will have my approval.
Mm.
Otherwise, you're blacklisted.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, there you go. And thank you for joining us today. That's
and
the
I'll
show.
And I'll see myself
it's
out.
Exciting.
The door is just right there, and I'm heading towards it.
I'm leaving the door open.
Just and guys. Abby's walking away.
Bye. And then our fourth person on the show is Travis. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Hi, Travis. But don't say anything. But hi.
You can just hear him breathing in the corner.
It's kind of creepy. He's like up in the corner like the lady in Hereditary.
Oh, yeah. He floats around.
Just sitting up there.
Oh.
Yeah, that movie was
Thanks for
fire.
Jogging that memory.
You're welcome.
What's that up there?
She looked in the corner so quickly.
I had to check the corner behind
up me. Up there behind you, look.
Yeah, see so
that no. That movie's fire.
The lingo
catches on fire.
Okay, well that reference you liked, but my be prepared one got crickets.
Be prepared. What is this, a Lion King thing? What are you
doing?
Be
prepared.
You gotta watch Hoodwinked.
Oh, Hoodwinked.
Well, sorry. Yep.
Okay, is this an animated movie about?
It might be
about. Who is the
Anne Hathaway's in it?
Yeah. Well, I like her.
Okay,
I love Anne
good,
Hathaway.
Good. Yeah,
she's not really in it though.
She voices
her voice is in it.
She voices Red.
Yeah,
Little Red Riding.
Little
Hood.
Red Riding Hood.
Yes.
Is that the main character?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Big Bad Wolf's in it.
The goat.
The goat is my favorite character.
That the goat, makes like sense. There's an actual goat.
Yeah. Yeah. Circle back once you've seen it, and it'll be top 10 films for you, I think.
Have you seen
of all
The
time.
Wild Robot?
No, I haven't yet. I need to.
That's really good.
I will write that.
That's
in my
one
notes.
Of my top.
It looked really like wholesome in the trailer.
Yeah, it's wholesome. You'd hate it.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyways, have we ever been to concerts before?
You're not wrong.
Concerts. Hey, yeah, I wanted to talk about concerts.
Yeah.
Because you guys were talking about it earlier and I'm intrigued.
Yes.
Who's Carrie Musgrave?
Yeah, what?
Oh, Kacey Musgraves. So that's same the
is
concert.
Is that a real person?
She's a country singer.
Oh, she, okay.
So, yeah, she sang some songs and
So Kacey Musgrave is a concert went to or could
was
have gone
going to,
to.
I had
on?
A ticket and then I missed it because of poor scheduling and planning, which is
bad
very
impulse control.
What a guy.
Yeah. But Rachel went, she had a great time.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Would they have sung any song, not Rachel, Kacey Musgrave, any songs I would know?
Okay, so probably not Kacey Musgraves. Well, she's got one that's like, "There's always been a rainbow."
This is the only reason I want to talk about concerts, because everybody I bring up, she's going to sing.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
I was wondering if I should, and then I was like, I can always cut it out later.
Last episode, you did Titanic, and it was like, I had to cut that out.
You did?
No, I don't have the app.
I'm going to leave in the part where it was Liz and I. We did a duet.
It went on and on and on. It was great.
We were going to do the whole song.
I got close to the window, but I didn't jump.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I'm no Liam Payne.
Oh.
I'm in pain.
No.
So Kacey Musgrave? No? Yes? You did see? Didn't see?
I did not see.
What's the most recent concert you've been to where you actually went?
Oh, 21 Pilots.
Oh, I like them.
Yes.
I know them.
Very good. And they were
doing.
They are from Ohio. And they have a song about how their hometown is dark and depressing.
And it is.
Are they from, where are they from? Dayton?
Brookville.
Brookville, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I knew someone who went to church with them.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were from Ohio.
I know, yeah.
Was it fun? Did you have a good concert?
Oh, it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
What makes for a good concert for you? Just 2 hours of headbanging or?
I mean, no, because I like a lot of different genres, a lot of different singers. You can't always headbang to slow, sad
Kacey
music.
Musgrave?
Yeah, you can't always headbang to country. You can try.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews, you could headbang.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You'd be the one person, though.
Yeah.
Everybody else is high.
Probably. Yeah.
I went to a Dave Matthews concert and everybody was high.
Were you?
And this was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Me and my friend Chris went and we walked through the place and we're like, we're the only ones here that are like can find our car.
Well, good. I'm glad you were safe, though.
It was a great concert, though.
Good.
Yeah.
You ever go to a concert and judge everybody who's there?
Yep. Oh, yeah. So my first concert, I saw Modest Mouse and the Pixies. And
that was your first concert?
Yes.
That was your first concert.
And I went alone because no one else liked that kind of music.
Two years ago?
No.
Last year?
This was like last year, yeah.
Was your first concert
you've
ever been to?
It was the first, and I was 19. Yeah, it was the first like actual like concert where you bought.
I saw Elvis.
My parents are not.
You haven't seen.
Concert goers. They're not really music lovers.
Whoa.
So, and no one ever had like offered to take me to a concert. And so I was like, I'm going to take myself. And I drove an hour away to this concert. It was me and a bunch of old men.
You were very popular.
And they were all high.
And they were all buying you drinks the whole time.
No comment on that front. But it was amazing.
Were you catcalled at the IHOP?
If there's a me and an IHOP involved, you can go ahead and assume that there is some kind of...
Were you catcalled at Modest Mouse?
What is catcalled?
Okay,
define
so
it.
Yes.
Okay,
so
all,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
All right, yes. All right, yes. All right.
Were you the only one there under 80? Okay, that's good. Was it fun? Did you have fun?
Oh, it was so fun.
And you went by yourself?
I went by myself. I should not have. No one knew what I was doing. Like, I didn't tell anybody that I was going.
Oh, so you just disappeared.
And then my car started stalling, like, on the way there.
That's
and
how
I was
people
like,
die. You shouldn't do
is
that.
It?
You shouldn't disappear off the face of the earth. That's how bad things happen.
Hard disagree. It was so fun. I did lose my car. Well, I couldn't
high.
Find it. So it was nighttime. And I was wandering around these different parking garages. And I was walking up this street. And there was a snake in the middle of the street.
I'd pick it up.
It was like it was a big, like a pet snake that somebody had released. And these other people.
At the Modest Mouse concert?
No, on the way back.
Okay.
Because I accidentally parked like a mile away. because I don't like hang around cities.
And so, you don't go to concerts?
So I found parking and then I like just looked and on my phone to like where to get to the actual venue. And I ended up walking like a mile and I made it in time.
Where was this?
And I figured it out. It was Cincinnati. It was in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
You drove to Cincinnati by yourself, saw a concert and came home.
And
I'm proud of you.
And I do it again. I loved it.
People make fun of me for going to the movies by myself. But I like I'm the only movies. One that likes me. So why would I not go by myself?
Hey.
I would not.
Hey, not that's
skip
not
out on
true.
A movie.
I would never skip out. Movie theaters
just
are like
I love
cool.
the ambience of movie theaters. Yeah, and that's too. Like a new thing I started doing too. Because like my parents never took us to movie theaters. So I started going with friends and I was like, this is amazing.
Were you homeschooled?
I might have
been. Yeah, we were both
Did you all live in one room?
I'm never beating the allegations. Abby and I are never beating the homeschooled allegations.
I've been told I don't look homeschooled, though.
Yeah, I said I was homeschooled.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I've never got that. People see me, they're like,
you
that checks
homeschooled.
Out. You look
yeah,
like
totally.
You were in a basement for 18 years.
You look Amish.
And they
you look Amish.
Kept trying to teach you the alphabet, and you never quite got it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know how I can tell you're like, Amish? Just because you drive a horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah, she does.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. That was the giveaway?
Clop, clop, clop.
Okay.
Your horses are awaiting.
That was your first concert.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah, I loved it.
That's insane. Why do you think people don't invite you to concerts? Do you just?
Oh, they do now.
You're new into
it? I've got. Yeah, no, Abby tried. I've got friends now, and we go to concerts. So the next concert I went to was with Rachel, and we saw Hozier.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah. I know who that is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the next one.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay.
Who's
Take Me to Church?
Oh, yeah.
That's that guy.
Let's go. Oh, you're singing the song. Oh, okay.
Church time. It is Sunday.
Right.
It is.
We all need a little Jesus, probably.
We're in our church. This is our church.
Why are you looking at me?
The boot fits, Zoe.
The boot.
Hey.
If the hymnal fits.
Yeah. Hey.
So you went to see Hozier, and then you went to see 21 Pilots. We're all caught up.
Yeah, well, oh.
That's it.
I tried to talk to you about Cage the Elephant once.
Oh, yes.
You didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah. They're
Who is
a
that?
Great band.
Who's What's the song they...
Oh,
I would,
so many.
Go ahead.
So many songs.
Zoe, tell me a song they...
Cigarette, daydreams, you were only 17.
Nope.
Oh.
I'm out.
You said don't like
would
that.
It, would,
don't know
if
what
I,
it is.
If I sang the exact same thing, but this time played guitar, do you think he'd recognize it?
No, then we would get copyright struck.
Oh.
So don't do that, because it's an identical copy of the actual song. Your voice is so melodious.
Yeah.
I have not heard of... I've heard of Cage the Elephant, but I couldn't tell you what they sing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was it a good concert, though?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. Yeah, I loved it.
Abby, what was the last concert you went to?
Set It Off for my birthday.
Set
I'm wearing
it off.
Their merch.
Who okay. Set It Off?
Oh, boy. Listen, I've
Who
been listening
set it
to
off?
Them.
I've never heard of that.
It's a, they're like pop punk, but they'll do like every single genre. So they've done like jazzy songs.
Pop punk.
Yes.
I've never heard of this.
So.
Like another, well, who's a better
Fall
known.
Fall Out Boy.
Or
Fall
Panic
Out Boy,
or something
probably.
Like that.
Yeah, Panic kind of, yeah. Except it's not freaking bit Brendan Urie.
I like Panic. I like Fall Out Boy.
That's
so,
fair, yeah.
I'll have to
like
listen
them.
To Set It Off. I'm going to write that down
My
in the homework.
Boys. I love them. I'm a freak about them.
Yep. Abby introduced me to them. And I really
the
wanted to go to the concert.
Elsewhere?
Well, this is their album,
that's
Elsewhere.
The album. Okay.
I have most of my clothing is Set It Off.
And how was it?
Amazing.
Where,
I always
where can, was it?
It was in Indianapolis. And I went for my birthday with my boyfriend, the blonde one.
Which boyfriend?
The blonde one. And yeah, it was amazing. We can always get up to like the second or third row, like standing there. And so he's like right there. He almost always jumps out onto the lead singer, Cody Carson, almost always jumps out into the crowd. And I love him.
You love him?
I do. Yeah. I've met him many
like
times.
Like you want to make kisses?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
You is he hot?
Add him he's to your gorgeous. Boyfriend collection.
No.
Which boyfriend is that?
He's kind of like a dirty blonde, maybe. He had pink hair for a bit.
What was your first concert? Do you remember?
Mercy Me.
I don't know who that is.
It's I Can Only Imagine.
Is that iCarly?
I Can who is? Only Imagine.
Okay.
It's a Christian. It was a Christian concert. And it was okay, but we just sat there. And I don't think I'm
you
about
can't get
that
up and
life.
Dance and do all that?
Everyone was sitting. And I was like, this sucks. I'm never going to a concert
There was like
again.
No energy.
There was none. Yeah. No, nope. I was like, this is really awkward. I'm really far back. And I'm like, okay. I don't think I like. And then it was Warped Tour was my concert after that.
Wow. You went from A to B on that one.
100%. 64 degrees. Bands for $64.
What was your favorite amazing. Band at Warped?
Set It Off. was my first time seeing.
What's your second favorite band at Warped? And where was that? Boy.
That was in St. Louis, Missouri.
At the Muni, or where they play?
It was at Casino Amphitheater. The Casino Amphitheater.
I haven't been there since they had a Casino Amphitheater. Where's that?
Middle of nowhere with a bunch of giant stages, because there's like the six stages set up.
Okay. North of town, south of town?
South of town. Really? It's south of town.
Along
it's
the close. River?
Yes, along the
really?
River. Yep.
That's nice. It's a nice area.
It is.
So you should go to St. Louis. It's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to take her. Yes. Whether she likes
it
or not.
I'm holding you to that, man.
And I'm going to hold you hostage.
Don't go at night. Excellent. When you drive through O'Fallon, Illinois, that area, Belleville.
That's the worst.
Fairfield. Hey, yeah. No, that's where I went to high school. Be nice. That's where I grew up. O'Fallon's nice.
That makes sense. No, I'm just
saying. They say nothing good's ever come out of
Fairfield Commons. Is here,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
Fairview
yeah.
Heights is there. That's yep. Fairview Heights. Yeah, that's where I worked at the shoe barn there. No, I didn't work at the shoe barn.
So you're lying
ago.
To us.
No, I'm really old.
Yeah, I Warped
Why
Tour
is
crazy.
The Warped Tour so big? Is it like 5 days, six
it's
days?
It's just one day. It was $64.
64 bands in one day?
Yeah, 64. Well, they don't play that long. They only play like 2-3 songs
each.
You
get one song each.
Do
yeah,
it.
Pretty much.
They all play at the same time over top of each other. Yeah.
I think the
This sounds exactly like Little Yachty.
Yeah, oh boy.
It's like
yeah.
7 songs all at once, layered on top of each other. This is great. If Zoe were editing that audio, she'd be like, this is all coming out.
This is all, I hate all of this.
Delete it. No. We're not using that. Get 6 songs all layered. No, I'm not listening to that. So there's different stages.
Yes,
is there a schedule so you know who's going to be where,
yeah.
so you know where to go?
Yeah,
or do you just
like,
randomly wander?
Well, I did that too. And that's why I found the band The Interrupters. I love them. They actually have some songs.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
So you should say something I'm going to write down.
Oh, I haven't said anything noteworthy for you
Hoodwinked.
To write down yet.
Hoodwinked.
Oh, yeah.
First on my list.
Yeah, uh-huh. There you go.
Interlopers.
Interrupters.
Interrupters.
What is it?
Yeah, The Interrupters. Masked Intruder.
Yes, that's them.
Masked Intruder was really funny. They have this song called Heart-Shaped Guitar, and it's like someone trying to sing someone else a love story, and the other person would be like, I'm going to call the cops on you.
Well, that's fun.
Relatable.
Or a different one that's like, I have a knife. I have a knife. I love
that. I like that. That's
I
fun.
I love them. They're super fun. It was like 103 degrees, so I think I'm going to die the whole time. But it was my first time ever being in a mosh pit, and I love
mosh
pits.
And a big change from the Christian concert you went to before?
I saw some naked women.
No, at the Christian concert?
No.
Were they there for Creed?
I know Creed.
I know Creed. What's the other really popular Christian band I would know?
1,000 Foot Crutch, maybe?
Nope. Keep going.
Skillet?
Nope.
For King and Country?
Nope. I love that you guys know these, so you could just name them off.
Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enselin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.
Go.
I don't know anymore.
Go.
My brain's gone.
Is it just Creed?
Oh,
is it just
Toby
Creed?
Toby Mac?
Is it just Creed?
It might be.
And Casey Musgrave? Are those the only
Wait,
two
are
I
Creed
would know?
And Creed different?
Creed?
What do you mean? Well, okay.
Because there's Creed, like Christian band, right?
Yeah.
It's the same band.
And then there's Creed that's like, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking... Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh boy!
would you be surprised to learn that the entire reason I wanted to do a podcasting company is so that I could have a podcast for you to sing?
Yeah, to get my voice out there to the masses.
As you sing different parts of different songs.
Someone answer my question. Are those the same band?
It's one band and they're called Creed. And they started as Christian and then they got super popular, but they're still Christian.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're still, they stayed.
Because when you said Creed for like Christian, I was like, are they Christian? Because like, I know. Okay. I know their songs, but I didn't think any of them were like super.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have not seen them though. I went to, also been to Winter Jam, but I got there for free. That's the giant Christian concert thing.
Can you take
Winter Jam? No, that's where you buy all the different jellies and preserves and stuff like that.
Basically, I was listening to a bunch of jams on the microphone, and it was just...
Christian life music changing. Is interesting because you're supposed to really like it, but you can't really be like that.
I like that it all just uses the same four chords.
No. Yeah. That, well, that sounds like
I am a
Green
big
Day.
Fan of that.
Green Day only has two chords. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was weird though. At the Winter Jam, they had those. Oh, what are they called? Westboro Baptist Church was there. The people that hold the signs are like, "You're going down." Outside of Winter Jam,
which is a Christian concert.
Yeah, they're like, "This music is from the devil," and I'm like,
"Oh my gosh,
this is not."
Seems like
go
the last place they
the
would
Katy
be.
Go protest the Katy Perry concert. Why are you here?
Or the Nicki Minaj one.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah. No,
have you seen the TikTok where Nicki Minaj is playing her music and then her kid walks in the room behind her and she immediately turns it off?
Oh,
that's Cardi. Wasn't that Cardi B?
Nicki? I think
no,
so.
It was Nicki.
Oh,
maybe it was
whoever
Cardi
does
B.
WAP.
Oh well. Cardi.
I know what WAP means.
Oh boy. I don't.
That's crazy. These kids nowadays.
Wes Anderson freaks. Project.
Wes Anderson. Yeah. Well, we had OPP when I was growing up, and that was a very popular song.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
She's so
I see. I knew that.
Oh, I just want to pet you on the head. Stop. You're so adorable.
Don't patronize
so,
me.
She's
nervously.
So cute.
No.
Oh.
So
do you know
like,
what
WAP? No.
I'm never asking another question on this podcast again. All I get is ridicule.
Do you know what WAP is?
Yes.
Do you want to know what WAP is?
I already do know.
Can I delete it from my mind? I don't want to know.
Okay.
Is there a button you can push to make me forget it?
I mean, we can hit you in the head with a brick. Yeah,
there's probably a button on there.
Oh, look over here. Hang on. No, it didn't work.
It made it more intense in my mind.
I still know who Cardi B is. Dang it.
Oh, sorry.
Tell me something that'll make me forget Cardi B. Go.
Listen to Set It Off.
Yeah, listen to Set It Off. Abby's
really? Are they good?
I've seen them 10 times.
No, are you kidding me?
It's only like $25 to go see them.
Do
and it's like a 6-hour long
for
concert.
For the 12th one, do you get free? Do you get like a punch card or something like that?
I don't know. But I've met them most of the times and they're super
You've
nice.
You've met them?
I've met them so many times. I love them.
And one of them is your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Which boyfriend is that? I can't keep track.
Well, I'd say that, but I'm pretty
sure. I can't remember my first concert. I'm too old.
Oh.
Though apparently my father did hold me up so I could look in the window at an Elvis concert. And I do remember seeing somebody dancing on the stage. So it was a really large man and he was wearing white and it was all sparkly. So I'm just going to assume that's what that is.
Was
that's
that
so
Elvis, cool. Do you think?
That was Elvis, 1977.
Wow.
Yeah, there's the face. The calculations begin. Look at her ciphering. You need an abacus.
You're at least 2 years old, right?
He's could be
now?
Anywhere from...
I'm more than 2 years old now, yes.
Two
thank you.
To... 17.
Ancient, yes, I could be any unknowable age. It's unknowable.
You don't know
I don't
how old
remember
I am.
My first concert, but I did see Rolling Stones.
That's awesome.
In LA, in the Coliseum, and I had sixth row.
I saw an Aerosmith tribute band.
Oh.
That's not the same.
I saw My Chemical Romance.
Oh, really?
I like them. They're good.
I went to a Riot Fest in Chicago, and that was Misfits, Nine Inch Nails. And
Nine Inch Nails.
No.
Yes. Nine Inch Nails.
No.
And My Chemical Romance.
No.
At work today, a girl queued closer, and I was the only one who knew it. And we started singing it.
Nine Inch Nails fan.
I
want to
see
that
Nickelback.
Video they have with the fox that like rots and turns into like maggots and stuff.
What?
It's
I have
gross.
Not watched
it's a music
it.
Video for Nine Inch Nails. I didn't like it.
I, you know, are
have
you guys
ever seen
are
a music
you guys
video?
Music video watchers? I was gonna ask.
I am.
Set It
Off. You are
on repeat.
Okay, if
for
you
set
if,
it off
if you
over
like
and over
a song,
again.
If you like a song, will you go and look to see if there's a music video?
Yes.
Okay.
But they don't make them anymore.
They do.
For what?
Oh, I guess just like pop music.
21 Pilots. Is there a music video for 21 Pilots?
Yes.
Is there?
Makes money.
Yeah.
Is Set It Off have music videos?
Yes.
Are they? Where are they? There's
on
no
YouTube.
MTV anymore, so they're all on YouTube.
It's YouTube.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
I saw Guns N' Roses.
Really?
And they opened for the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
oh.
Very cool.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
crazy. I like both.
I had
of those
sixth
bands.
Row at the Coliseum.
That's not fair.
In LA.
That's not fair.
And it was awesome.
I want to go.
How?
I worked at a place where we sold tickets. So I
really?
I
so you rigged
guy.
The system?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Greg Exposed. Change the title of this podcast to Greg Exposed.
No.
Greg Exposed, no. And Abby has a hard on for Set It Off.
No, that will never sell in this market.
I like that, and I'm writing that down. Greg
Set It Off. Abby sets it off. That's
yeah.
it. That's the title.
Yeah. Oh, crazy story. Ooh. You guys know Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise?
Absolutely.
Love him. This is
yes,
kind of sad.
I know who Coolio is.
This is kind of sad. So at Riot Fest, I saw his last performance because he died the night after.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He's dead?
Yeah, he had a heart attack in Chicago, yeah. And that's where I went go see. I know, that made me
and
so sad.
And you were at his last concert yes. ever?
Did you yeah. kill him?
No.
Oh,
I love
wow.
Coolio. I also saw Ice Cube. I was so close to Ice Cube.
You saw Ice Cube?
I love that man.
Abby may have killed Coolio.
To get an ice cube.
That's the title of the show.
Was that your takeaway?
That's the
Abby
title of the show.
Abby might have killed Coolio.
Breaking news. No. Coolio died in Chicago.
That made me so sad.
What did
like,
you do to kill him?
Oh, wow.
Looked at him and that froze his heart.
Wow.
Was there not enough people at the show and he was depressed?
There was a ton of people.
Really?
I mean, there were 60,000 people at Riot Fest.
You'd think he'd be excited about that. Maybe he got too
he
excited.
He was really excited. Yeah, he was
and
jumping
he had a
around.
Heart attack
it was a... Yeah.
Did he fall out of a window?
No. I think he's
too
in the
soon?
Shower, question mark.
Too soon?
Try again next week.
He was in the shower and died?
Yeah, I think they found him in the bathroom. It was really
oh
sad.
My God.
Yeah, that
just
was...
like Elvis.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
They
that's
also
true.
Found Elvis in the bathroom.
They did. Yep.
Did you see either of the movies they made about Elvis?
I liked
yeah.
that they kind of came
the
out.
The new one wasn't bad.
I haven't which I only know the Baz Luhrmann one.
So there was the one with, what's his name?
Austin Butler.
Austin yes. Butler.
That's
and
the
then,
Baz Luhrmann
and then
one, yeah.
Sophia Coppola made Priscilla.
Priscilla.
Which
not
was
Priscilla.
Not about Elvis per se, but it was about Priscilla.
I didn't see that.
I was a fan of that movie.
I have not seen that one.
Was it good? Mm-hmm. Should I write it down?
Yeah, sure.
Who played Priscilla?
I don't know her name.
Kristen Stewart, so that's a big no.
What?
Is it actually Kristen Stewart?
I'm not
Stewart?
Watching her in anything.
She
ever
was
again.
Not... She was not Priscilla
oh,
in that movie.
She reaches for her phone.
Listen, Priscilla. You can't say that though, because my favorite movie is Adventureland, and she's in it, and
yes!
she's not that bad in it. She still is, you know, her weird, quirky.
Oh.
Not that bad
vibes.
For Kristen Stewart is when she just stands there and doesn't say or do anything.
That's
when
she doesn't do a lot
the best.
In this movie.
That's the her and Dakota Johnson can duke it out on who's the least.
I was really scared when you said that.
They can duke it out for the least interesting actress award.
Okay. I don't even know who that is.
They both just stand there.
What has Dakota Johnson been
50
in?
50 Shades of Grey.
Hey, Priscilla's an A24 movie.
It was, yes. And who is in that?
Not Kristen Stewart.
Ha ha ha. Wait,
you hold
see.
Up your phone with anger. I love it. Finally, I'm right about something.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Take that.
Okay, any other concert stories before we wrap up this half hour long episode?
I have so many.
Yeah, you honestly
okay, what's your favorite
could do
concert?
A two-parter with Abby.
Could do a nine-parter with Abby.
Yeah. That's so hard to say. I mean, it's got to be one of the Set It Off ones. Probably when I first met them. At
okay, what was your favorite non-Set It Off
concert?
Non-Set
It Off.
And I'm not even going to ask Zoe because she's only been to three.
Not My Chemical Romance because I almost got crushed to death.
Oh my God, are you okay? Did they play the Black Parade and everybody went nuts?
No, well, so the setup was stupid. The setup was
see,
bad.
See, I pulled that. I
no,
pulled
you did
that.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah
you did
that was good.
Good.
That was good.
The setup was really bad. The sound like station was in the middle of where the crowd was supposed to be, and it was all shoved to one part of the stage.
That's bad.
So 60,000 people came to just see My Chem, and so they're all trying to push forward.
Is that code for My Chemical Romance?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that the cool people call it?
I don't think I'm cool, but sure.
What do you call follow up? Fall Out Boy, what would you
call? Fob.
Just Fob,
yeah.
Yep.
Fall Out Boy. Okay, and then what would you call, like, Green Day?
Good Greeny. Day.
No, I have Greeny? No idea. I have no idea.
What about Panic at the Disco?
Panicking. Panicking.
What about
silently.
Set It Off? What would you call them?
S.I.O.
Dreamy.
Absolutely dreamy.
Dreamy.
Oh. I'm throwing up gang, Set It Off gang songs.
Yeah, she
here.
Is.
I interrupted you. You were telling me about
oh,
your
yes,
favorite Set It Off concert.
I wasn't Set It Off. In My Chemical.
Oh, you're in My Chem.
They,
I'm
yeah.
so cool now. I know
you
My
are,
Chem.
Yeah. Yeah.
There for a second, I was so cool.
One shining moment.
One yes. instant there.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was crazy, though. Like, everybody started pushing towards the barriers, and people were, like, not able to breathe at the front, and Gerard Way, the lead singer, had to tell everybody like back up every single song. And it was to the point that this one guy really nice guy. I wish I got his name. He was super sweet. He put his arms around me. He's like, you're short and you're gonna die. So here you, he was like doing like a protective like shield thing around me because someone got their leg snapped in front of me because it was so intense.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh. Was that Coolio?
Oh my god.
Might have been.
Did he protect you?
Yeah. Yes, it was Coolio.
And I turned around and it was Coolio. And it was crazy. He was alive.
And he had a giant like clock hanging around his neck. Yes. Like a necklace. Yes. Sorry, no. I know that's Flavor Flav. That's not the same as Coolio. I understand.
No, that was crazy though.
Zoe's writing something down.
I know, it's kind of freaking me out.
Judging. She's writing something down.
You gave me a pen and a paper and I start writing.
Abby killed Coolio.
I put question marks. There's room for doubt.
Breaking news.
That's breaking his leg in front of me. Oh, I can't believe that happened. This guy, he like was trampled and they just stepped and I saw his leg just and I was like, oh boy.
Did you run away?
I was stuck because there were so many people. There's 60,000 people on
that. Sounds like your worst
walk.
Concert was, story, not your best. My Chem.
It is something to write home about.
My Chem has disappointed you.
I couldn't even see him either. Gerard Way came out in a dress and I couldn't even see him because the stage was so far away. But my favorite concert, well, it was part of Riot Fest. That was the 3-day weekend. His name is I Am Jake Hill and he does it's called trap metal, so it's like a mixture of rap and metal. And
I'm out.
Yeah, that's fair. He I didn't know he had a alter ego called You're Pretty. Mm-hmm. And there are all these songs that are like not appropriate, that's for sure, but they're like
You're
really
pretty.
Funny. Thank you. But they're doing a stare off with their phones right now. I feel like I'm spotlighted. He was doing one of those songs and nobody, I just smacked my mic. Nobody was there. I was just in the front row and it was his first concert ever.
We're just taking pictures.
That's okay.
Keep talking.
I was just trying to capture some
first
footage.
Concert
and then
BTS?
Greg. Yeah.
Like the Japanese band?
Let Abby finish your story.
I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm listening.
It was Jake Hill's first concert. And so he gets out of the Rice Krispie and he goes, guys, I got to eat. He starts eating. And then these guys, his like little groupies or something, I'm not sure, were like holding up signs that said, sing, you're pretty. And it's like this like hilarious song that has like nothing, like it's just like a silly, goofy song. And it is not what I expected him to sing.
Was it
not
naughty?
Very
naughty?
Appropriate? Yeah, he was naughty. No.
When she said that, she looked at me over her mic and got real close to the microphone and she talked in a really low voice. And what? How did it go?
I'm not
it
singing
was
that.
Naughty. Yeah. Naughty.
Not singing it here. But I was really shocked.
Was it a song about boys and girls
he was
kissing?
Talking about boys and boys kissing. Oh, it was okay. A joke, apparently. Because his girlfriend's right there like, yeah, babe. And I'm like, what is happening? It was funny, though.
Last week on the show, Liz said the boy part. And I laughed.
I think about that sometimes.
So hard. Yes. And I thought about this whole week that she said it the way she said it. She's like, and it was the boy part.
I know. I really, sometimes when I'm falling asleep, I hear Liz's voice say the boy part.
All right. Well, there you go, everybody.
Well, if that's not relatable, I don't know what is.
That's not relatable at all.
And
yeah.
That's the show.
And there you go. Well, thank you.
We're freaks.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for this round robin, round the table discussion.
Please
on
come back.
Concerts. And I guarantee there will be more episodes about concerts because we can just keep talking
set
about them
off.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you panting into the microphone?
You know why.
I know why, and then you're not biting the microphone this week,
not
so I don't know what's
time.
Going on. Are you okay?
I ate lunch before I came, yeah.
I had
good.
A Diet Coke, and it's fueling my
nervousness.
This is like my
everything.
Third coffee
yes.
today, so I'm like...
Oh, but God.
Your hand is shaking.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like full of energy.
I understand.
Full
good.
Of something over there.
All right, well, let's we're going to wrap this up, and then Zoe's going to edit it, and then you'll hear this in what...
5-6 months.
2026.
Oh, I'm not going to be alive at that point. I'll be like Coolio.
Coolio. Well, you and Coolio can listen to this together in heaven. That's sad. I didn't know that.
That is.
Is Flavor Flav still alive?
I don't know. I don't know.
Don't go to any more concerts. You might kill them.
I know. Well, yeah.
What about Set It Off? Are you banned?
No. I see them at least once a year.
Why is she panting into the microphone? I'm so, like, confused.
We're talking about my voice.
Yeah.
Does your boyfriend listen to this podcast?
Yeah.
Which one?
The blonde one.
The blonde one.
That's the one.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Anybody want to say anything on the way out?
Goodbye.
Okay. That's, yep.
Set It Off as the background. I'm like freaking out. Is it for real? Let me see. 100%. Girl.
Wow. You may need to talk to somebody about your obsession.
I love that.
I love them.